Blog Talk Radio.
Up inside.
The dry bones respond, I gotta run over. So cancer responds, I gotta run over. So my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run over.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
When it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength.
Miss you. And I can't help.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell.
And I know.
You favored me, because my enemy, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love.
They manipulated it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it.
But I can't help
but to give God glory today.
When I think about all I've been through,
that I still came out on the winning side.
I don't know about you, but I know
that he favored me,
because my enemy,
they did try.
Sing it, y'all.
But they couldn't triumph over me,
because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
But God favored me.
My character,
my integrity,
my faith in God,
he favors me.
But it would not fall,
would not bend,
will not bend,
won't compromise.
God favors me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favors me.
They whispered about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me.
But God favored
me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
seek help. In question, but he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life, and I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. Everybody lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God who's the head of our life. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. The scripture for this morning is Mark 11 and 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Remember, things don't always look good, but continue to stand on the word of God. Just want to give a shout-out to all those countries that's listening in this morning. Of course, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, Zimbabwe, and Mexico. Continue to listen in. Know that you guys are not in this fight by yourself. We are here, we are praying and asking God to cover you guys while you're overseas and where you are now. Continue to stand on the word of God. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
give you all the glory.
We give you
give you all, we give you all, we give you all, we give you all. When Apostle get his phone together, as usual, when he get his phone together, he will be back on the show. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord. If y'all understand the technical difficulties man have with his headset and phone, sir, I just bought you brand new headsets. I'm going to need you to use those. That he's getting his stuff together. Pray for him. pray for him. Pray for him. Pray for me in Jesus' name. Because y'all know women that are married to apostles, pastors, bishops, y'all understand the struggle is real.
Whatever.
That tend to be hard-headed sometimes.
Whatever.
But how about we can hear him now? Listen at that.
Whatever.
Praise the Lord. The overcomer scripture for is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Can you hear me now? God bless y'all. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We joke and laugh a lot, but this is a very serious part of the broadcast. We are into where we call what we call our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer. It is important that we gather this information, that we gather and that we put this thing together in a way to where you guys understand that that we're going to go through some trials and tribulations in life. Yes, we are. We're going to go through those things. But it's a beautiful thing to go through it in a relationship with God. I'm going to say that again. It's beautiful when you go through this thing in a relationship with God. God has a way of showing up in our life and for our life and doing some magnificent things in our life. But it is important, people of God, that we don't lose our footing when it comes to our walk in God. It is important that we develop a relationship when we're in the storms of life in God. It is important that we even have a relationship at all with God. This is that opportunity for you right now to develop a relationship, to get into the right standing with God. God has a way of making all things work together for the good of them who love him and are called according to his purpose. There is a purpose that's established not only just in us, but it's a purpose that's established for us. We can walk into that place of blessings and power and joy and peace and hope. But we have to walk in it to the point to where God knows that we're serious. And this is that opportunity right here, ladies and gentlemen. This is that opportunity to let God know that you're serious. And in that, it is just a simple acceptance of his promise to you. It's just an acceptance of his promise to you. The scripture says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. The promise is that you will be saved when you accept him as your Lord and Savior. Now, this is what I want you to understand, that God has no respect to person. No matter what you've done, where you've been, what your issue or circumstance may be, God is yet in control. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and see. Only thing we have to do is just walk after God. Receive him and walk after him. That's it. Now, along the way, we're going to find some trials and tribulations. We're going to find some journeys. We're going to find some pitfalls. We're going to find some ups and some downs, some ins and some outs. Yes, we are. But it is the mentality that we have going into that place that will change and orchestrate where God is trying to get us to go. Amen? Amen. So here, in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen, is that opportunity for us to become better stewards over what God has established in our life. So I want you to take with you right now this opportunity and this chance to receive and understand that God is yet in control. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. God bless you. Nor a seed begging for bread. So I want to extend to you an opportunity to walk into a better and right relationship with God by just simply receiving this prayer. This prayer is not going to be a long prayer. It's not going to be a long drawn-out prayer. It's going to be something simple, straight to the point. And when I get to the part where I begin to speak the scripture over your life, I just want you to just lift your hand and say, I receive you. I receive you, Lord. I receive you, Lord. Ready? Send me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, those that are under the sound of my voice right now, Lord, as we begin to lift them up in prayer, our desire right now, God, is that you would move in their life right now. Give to them a understanding. Give to them a relationship. Give to them a kinship, a connection. Father God, as they go through this journey called life, they are built and rebuilt and constructed and restructured in every shape, form, and fashion in every way. Let them know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. Father, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask us. The only thing they have to do is just trust in you. And as the road of life gets tough and the tears begin to fall, give them the understanding that you are able not only just to carry them through, but you will walk it out with them. Father, give them the grace to understand that you are the hope that lies within, and you are their strength. They have nothing to fear. They have nothing to worry about. They don't have to be weary in well-doing. They will reap if they faint not. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for all that you do and for every place that you are. Now, Father, we speak the scripture over their lives, and we say to them that if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they will be saved. Father, we thank you right now for them being saved and in a safe place in you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. We have three keys we want to share with you this morning. We're going to go ahead and share those three keys, and we'll go from there.
Amen, amen. The first key is to get your Bible, King James, NIV, or get the app. If you're not into reading, you really need to, but just in case you're not, also you can download the app. Two, find your church home. If you go in, please mask up, be safe, sanitize your hands, wash your hands, use Clorox wipes, protect yourself and others. Also, you can join us on Sundays at 10:15, Abba House on Facebook, and 7:15 on Tuesdays. Excuse me. Also, whoever you're under, make sure that they're not only preaching, but they're living what they're preaching. This must line up. One, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word of God, but that they are walking the word of God.
Amen, amen. Govern yourself according to the announcements. Ladies and gentlemen, to get into a better relationship with God. Well, we want to say thank you guys for joining us on this morning. for our Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast. We hope something that was said or done that will encourage and inspire and strengthen you is our prayer. Those of you all who would like to be a blessing to the broadcast, if you'd like to sow on this morning, please feel free to go to your Cash App, and that's $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. Now, I always remind you guys of that when you sow into good fertile ground. We are a ministry that believes in sowing into other ministries. So when you sow into us, we sow into other ministries. Those ministries sow into other ministries, and that's a ministry sow into another ministry. And that's where you get your season of a harvest and a field that you did not plant. So we want you to understand that when you sow into us, that you're sowing into good fertile ground that is a believer in sowing and reaping when it comes to the oracles of what God has said for us, the order of God's sowing process. And we believe that God will bless your seed and cause your seed to increase. Amen. So we're just excited about how God is moving by his power and by his strength, and how he is sowing, how those that are sowing into lives and into our lives, they are receiving a harvest. A tremendous harvest for what they do. And we thank God for each and every last one of you guys that are sowing, and we pray that you will continue to sow to help the work along the way as we go. Also, remember, guys, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Corey Gift and Gift Bath Bombs. You can get in contact with Lady Douglas. This is Lady Douglas's business. You can get in contact with her by texting 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You can also go to CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Again, that's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can go and you can also get in contact with her there. Those of you all who are looking for that Calgon Take Me Away moment, that relaxing bath experience, I promise you, you will find it with Cora Gift and Gift Bath Bombs. I tried it out for the product launch. I am a shower guy, but I tried it for the product launch, and I'm telling you guys, it works really, really well. If you want to, if you have some sore muscles and you know those joints are feeling real bad, get you one of those Cora Gift and Gift Bath Bombs. Get you one. I tried the eucalyptus, and I'm telling you, man, it was a relaxing experience. It relaxed every bone in my body. So I promise you, the product is a fantastic product. You will be glad you treated yourself to these Cora Gift and Gift Bath Bombs. Remember, guys, to get in contact with her, you can do so by going to CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com, or you can text her at 832-816-7997. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in and partnering up with us today on today's broadcast. And remember to continue to share and like the broadcast. Remember to share and like the broadcast. Make sure you invite a friend, invite a neighbor on the next round. Thank you. Of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that's 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer, or just to share your testimony, or maybe you just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. Please make sure that you join us on tomorrow for our Wisdom and Worship Wednesday, and then then Thursday for our Women's Day Thursday, and then we will be back on Friday for our Freestyle Friday broadcast. Thank you so very much. We love you so much. We love you with the love of the Lord. And we look forward to you guys joining us again. And our prayer, as always, is that God continue to cover, keep, and protect you as you travel along your way. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you guys on tomorrow.